Sci-Fi Party Line.
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line podcast. This is your hostess, Kat, and today I have with me Will.
Hello! Hello, gentle viewers, or listeners, or people. Hi, people! How you doing?
I have Will back. You know what that means. That means it's time to talk a little bit of Doctor Who.
Doctor Who?
Who? Oh, here we go.
You have a theme song. Come on!
Okay. We are sober.
Yes, we are. I'm usually sober, but my God.
Let's go Doctor Who finale. The wedding of River Song, the end of Series 6, Part 2.
Yes.
I loved it, but I'm glad it's over. That's the first thing out
of it. Oh, I have a... Well, what did... explain, please.
Well, I don't know. I just got burnt out with the River Song story, and that's because I'm such a fan. But it's at the end of it, it's just like, God, can we just be done with it already? I want him to die so we can know he's not going to die. I want to get past this you're going to die bit. I just wanted to be done with it because we know that he's not going to die. We know that, you know, there's going to be some crazy stuff to happen and they're going to wave the hand and he's going to still live. And that's basically what it was. And I enjoyed it, loved it. It made me cry. So I rate it as a, it's not like one of my all-time favorites, but I do rate it highly because it jerks some tears out of me. And
I also enjoyed the episode immeasurably. It was a conclusion, a nice conclusion to a storyline. It wasn't a story that stirred my soul and, oh my God, it was amazing. It was just a good story. It was, now saying it was a good story from Moffat, a good story is a really good story. I have to say, I think it was pretty ballsy of Stephen to actually, when the BBC America is obviously making a huge push to get these, to get Doctor Who to become a mainstream American thing. And it's actually happening. It's pretty interesting. But there, you know, it's on TV. It's on the same day, which, you know, had not happened until
last year. Big fuss about it.
Well, yeah, but I think there was a reason for that fuss, and I also believe that, you know, it was a big investment of money, and then 10 minutes into the first episode, he kills the main character. That was a little ballsy. A little like, wait a minute.
Yeah, but we all know it was timey-wimey. We all know it was timey-wimey.
But it wasn't timey-wimey.
It was timey-wimey.
He was dead.
He was dead, and then he walked, and we went to the diner, and he was coming out from taking a piss, and like, what are you doing? We knew it.
Even as that is like, it's a throwaway character, but it's like, this is a big thing. The Doctor is going to die. I mean, granted, he's still around, but he's going to die, and we know where he's going to die. We know when he's going to die. But we can't know that because it doesn't, in the real world, it doesn't work that like that. So
are we gonna go real world on Doctor Who? I mean, we're
people, you have contracts, you have, you know, how people interrelate, there's a lot of dynamics behind a television show, but one of the dynamics is that guy isn't leaving the show in 13 weeks. We knew that going in. I think I did. I don't know.
I know that's why I wanted to get this over with, because we knew it was not. We know he's not there. He's not due for a regeneration, especially not before the 50th anniversary. We know this. We know that he's still going to be around. We know it's some timey wimey crap going on. We didn't know if it was going to be a Dr. Ganger, Dr. Goo, coined by you.
Thank you.
Or we didn't know, like, we got introduced to the Tesselecta. So we didn't know whether it was going to be Dr. Goo or Tesselecta Doctor. And
I've heard from people, they're waiting for him to be a Ganger. It turns out to be the Tesselecta, and they all went, why the fuck didn't we see that? Why didn't we go, oh, wait, it's the Tesselecta? That makes
Well, you had to
sense.
be one of the two, you know, and then they dropped the gangers, you know, after before
I
the
think it's going to be,
part
it's
one.
going to, that's going to happen. I mean, that
No, we're
part
done
of,
with that. We're done with
no, I give it, okay. I don't, I mean, I think that's right. I don't
I
think
hope we're done with it because I don't
she.
want to see the gangers anymore. I'm done with that. That is so series six. I'm ready to move on to series seven, right? And I'm ready to just see what we're
You
gonna
do realize we're still doing things from season four, though.
What do you mean?
Things he set up in season
Well, we're done with the
in
yeah, because
Federal
that was what they
Library.
had blah 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 silence in the library, blah blah. We're done with that, aren't we? We're
Pretty
done with
much all of it now, three seasons later. So I'm not saying that, oh boy, this little thing, little wavy flag in the middle might come back, but it might come back. And personally, I have no problem with it coming back. River, you have to look at all the points on River's thing. Up to the revelation in Good Man Goes War, up to that revelation, everybody goes, oh great, phew, whoa. River is actually Amy's daughter. That's so great. Oh boy, wow. That solves a lot. And I go, what did it solve? What do we know about her? Well, wait a minute. We don't know anything about her. And then from Let's Kill Hitler, there's a lot more in there, and there's a lot more in the last episode, but it doesn't ultimately finish off that character,
It
I don't
does for
think.
me. I'm done.
You
I'm
don't
done with River Song.
want River
I
Song?
loved her, but it's just like I'm ready for this story to be done after Let's Kill Hitler and then all of the one-off episodes. I was just ready to be done with it. And I think River Song right now, she needs a break because, you know, I'm like number one fan girl, supreme girl crush on her. But I need a break. We're losing Amy and Rory. We're not going to get them as full-time companions, and so we have to adjust to a new companion. I just think they need to move on with the River Song thing. I know pretty much everything I need to know about her right now. I mean, what else do you want to know, Will? I mean, what other
No.
stories?
Well, I think that you could do interesting stories with the character. I mean, it
But
which
she's
aren't
overstayed her
necessarily
welcome at this point.
Big reveals of her, of what she is or who she was or anything like that.
I think I don't want to see River Song until after Matt Smith regenerates.
I got in this big conversation the other day with my friend who another he's actually slightly larger Doctor Who fan than I am, and he was on about he's like, no, because it had to be. We're missing one adventure. I go, what do you mean? Well, there had to be one adventure in the end where she saw the Tenant Doctor who gave him or gave her the sonic screwdriver. And that's a screwdriver that had the memory chip in it that allowed her to be saved at the end of the episode. So he had to give her that episode. I'm like going, no, she really didn't, I don't think.
You know
I
what?
don't
That means
really
that we have to
possibly.
see the whole Jimmy the Fish episode. I
Jimmy the
mean,
Fish,
we don't need to see it. I'm done.
yeah. I don't think we'll see Jimmy the Fish. I'm not saying we won't. We might not, but but I don't think we will. No, I agree with you that my phone is ringing. Hold on
Yeah, that's great.
a
Goodbye, Dorian.
The first question. The question that must never be answered. Hidden in plain sight. The question you've been running from all your life. Doctor Who? Doctor Who? Doctor Who?
Okay, well, let's move on a little bit. Like, so what other things did you enjoy about this episode? Was it satisfactory for you? I mean, what other
I
things
like
beside the River Song?
this is another thing which is kind of it's how the show is well written, but it frustrates me in that like you had in The Good Man Goes to War, you had the Silurian with her girlfriend. I'm like, God, these people look like interesting characters. I wish we had like 23 stories about them. And in this episode, it was the world that's always 520, and I'm like, oh my God, this is so cool. They've got cars attached to balloons. They're running trains, steam trains all over the world. This is so cool. you know, Area 51 in Egypt. What? Okay. But
this Area 52.
My mistake.
With an American flag on the side of a pyramid.
It's like, all right.
It's almost as bad as a Transformer climbing up on a pyramid and tearing it up.
Hello. People of England, we are all not that crass. We wouldn't do a thing like that. We wouldn't paint something over like this is Egypt. Well,
maybe it was like
okay, would you make the Transformers do that? I would make the Transformers.
I think the Transformers humped those damn pyramids. It was sad.
I saw 10, 15 minutes of the Transformers 2. It's on TV.
Mm.
Oh, God, is that evil.
It's pretty. Come on.
Oh, no. Oh, it's not. I saw him beating up Optimus. It was not.
Optimus!
Oh, God. You want to slap him. Okay, first of all, slap him. Let's get him
okay, we're digressing.
All right. But yes, we are. But that was just a bad show. And we're not all that crass, okay? We're not all. We don't paint things with mm-hmm. We don't.
We just don't.
We might put a sign up, but we're not going to paint the thing.
I think we would.
Well, I'm saying, I say we're not.
Okay,
we're
whatever.
Just not that kind of people.
Whatever.
But, and you really want, I mean, Dickens about the Christmas special. I wonder how much about the Christmas special that really was. Let's move on. Mm-hmm. Emperor Churchill. Mm-hmm. Over the Holy Roman Empire. I'm like, oh, this is so cool. I like that universe. I like the steampunky ancient Egypt kind of vibe I was getting off of that. You know, Cairo, Algiers.
But in the end, what did it even accomplish?
It was gone. Yeah, that was the thing. And it's the same thing with the Silurian and her girlfriend. It's like, that's so cool that we're never going to get to see.
I'm fine with it.
That bothers me. It bothers me to a great extent.
World made no sense. The time didn't move.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And she lost her memory. What? And then the doctor Churchill have the doctor in a Jesus outfit in a basement? I mean, like, why are you doing it? What's going on? Why didn't he listen to him? Why is he? What is the silence? What is this question? The question, Doctor Who? Doctor Who? Doctor Who? And I'm like, what? When he first said it, I was amused because I was like, oh, that's the question. It's so easy. I should have thought about it. I was thinking.
Oh, no. Yeah, that is, again, I'm gushing over Moffat, but that's his ability. He can look at something and ask and just see it like not 180 degrees, but just 45 degrees off. He goes, oh, Doctor Who. And they've been running. That's been a running gag since the show restarted. Doctor Who.
I get that. However, initially I was excited, but then I calmed down at the excitement and the cheesiness, and when Matt Smith kind of glazed into the camera and looked directly at us after Doctor Who, and I was just like, oh my God, is he here? And then I started thinking about the question mark vest, then I started thinking about the question mark umbrella, then I started thinking about the just like that could go badly.
The original logo had a question mark in it.
That's fine. That's fine.
They didn't broadcast.
That's fine. But if you start wearing a bow tie with question marks on it, if we take off his pants and he's wearing question mark boxer shorts, if he start walking around and question.
I don't think we want to be thinking about Doctor Who without his pants on. Well, maybe you do, but let's not talk. Let's not go in that direction.
Well, if we take a time, we'll look back at Christopher Eccleston's Doctor, then that would be acceptable to me.
But
he's a little skinny. Okay, whatever.
Anyway, getting back to the Doctor Who thing. So what does that mean? Oh, there's also the Fall of the 11th. The one thing you know that is not going to be is the Doctor, because the Doctor being 11, that's us. We know that because he's, the 11th person who's played the Doctor. We don't know that he actually is the 11th regeneration of the character. We don't know that. Having said that, it's possible that, that's part of it as well.
So are we going to go through a thing where at the end of the 11th, they're trying to kill him again, and he's going to,
that might be how he leaves. I mean, I don't know. We've got a good stories coming up. We really do. Because the more complicated and interesting they get, the more the more cool the character gets. I think this season of Doctor Who, that character has done some of the most amazing things he's ever done, and he's also, there's more of a lore to him, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think, you know, and that's the thing that's coming out. That's what comes out of, you know, Doctor Who, having him in this entire area. I don't think, but you're going back and picking out episodes to watch, right?
Yeah, of classic?
Right,
what you're asking? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, but that's cool, and a lot of people don't have that ability because it's not something, you have to go out and find those episodes.
I know. It's a hassle.
Exactly. So they don't exist for most people because you don't sit there and go through a hassle. But that's fun. But the depth is when you get into how much there was before. And I think that aspect of the character is going to come up in the later episode or in the going forward, because as they're going forward, they're trying to, I mean, obviously they're going back and they're pulling things they enjoy, things that they love from the old show, and bringing them back into the Back to the Future, if you like.
I really want to go to Gallifrey. I really want some Time Lords, some more Time Lords, not, you know, crazy ass Lord President, you know, trying to, I don't want him to be evil. I just want him to have a Time Lord sidekick that's not River Song. Mm-hmm. You know, I want mm-hmm. him to have an equal. I want him to have, you know, maybe let's switch it up. Let's have male companions. Let's just do something different, because I'm tired of the whole doctor, I want to be sweet on you, I'm going to fall in love with you, and then blah, whatever. I want to do something different with this guy, you know?
Yeah, I agree. I want the next person who walks into the TARDIS to be interesting, you know?
Well, it's not like Amy wasn't interesting.
No.
But it became the whole... calm down, but it became the underlying focus. Sexual tension, love back. I don't mind the sexual tension with the doctor, but we want to get a really good story. You know, I'm sick of the companion being in love with the doctor. We're all in love with the freaking doctor. Come on, let's just do something else.
I think that she wasn't in love with the doctor. She hasn't in love.
First, she was a little on him, but then they forced Rory on us, and we didn't like him until, you know, he became Roman.
I got to say one thing about Rory. I've always liked Rory. I always thought he was a good character. He was a strong character, because you can't see. It's not a time when you can be a wimp and play a wimp and just be a wimp, because that's the only aspect of your character we see. We're trying to make these people three-dimensional. So they have, you know, a dominant trait and other characteristics. But Rory's dominant trait has been he loves Amy. And he will alter time and space. He will shift the universe to do anything he needs to do to save her. And that's great. The other cool thing about this season, this half season, was the I can't think of the name of it now. The one where Amy played herself as an older person.
Oh, The Girl Who Waited.
The Girl Who Waited. My God, was that a good episode? Because she had more. There were subtle and small things and great things, but the one thing I really love from that is the. You ever see a boy, or you ever see a person who's beautiful, and they turn out to be a zero, and then you see a boy. And he looks okay, and you talk to him, and then he just lights into his face. I'm like, that's Amy's love of Rory. That's who she loves. And that is, if only stated the one time, and to herself, oddly enough.
Yeah, but they really had to sell him, didn't they? Because we didn't know. We didn't feel like, no, because at first it was just like, oh yeah, she's going to get married, and here's this guy, and he's like a weak character. And they kept, you know, really having to sell him to us, and they had to make him a hero and chop off his arm and do all this other crap. And it felt forced.
The Kenny of the Canyons. No, it's not that I don't think we had to be sold on the character as much as he had to be sold on the character. Because if you are if you're plucked from your little existence like he was and thrust into this, we're traveling in time, we're talking to this person, we're talking to that person, you're discombobulated. And I think so. I think Amy or Rory showed, yeah, I'm okay. He hasn't ever strayed from that point of view, you know, from that existence. He never ever said, you know, oh, I'm just going to go back and be myself. I don't want to be here. I want to be over here. No, he wanted to be where Amy was. He was where Amy was.
Because he knew that if he wasn't with Amy, that she would fall for the doctor because she got a straying heart like that. Oh, strumpet. No, I felt
she was a bitch because, you know, Rory waited 1,000 years and she only waited 40, and she was really pissed when she waited 40. So I'm just saying.
Yeah, but did that even happen?
You're hurting my head. You know what that is, young lady? I will tell you what that is exactly.
Timey-wimey. So what we know is that the 7th series of Doctor Who is not coming until autumn.
Autumn of next year, yeah.
I mean, I read Moffat said he was going to be autumn 2012. I don't mind. I mean, because I have a lot of stuff going on, so you know, if I don't have to watch a show and I can wait a while, I'm happy.
Yeah, but the thing is, in the fall, it's up against everything else. So
yeah,
okay.
It's Doctor Who and it's British, so it's yep. Measured yeah. A little differently for us.
Yeah.
I guess
well,
maybe.
I'm going to be there. I mean,
yeah, I'm going to be there.
You know, that's obvious. And the thing that I like is with the worst Doctor Who is better than a lot of what's out there, like most of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even the pirate episode.
What? Oh. Yeah.
I like the pirate episode.
Wow. Okay.
I'm
dude.
Sorry. I like the pirate episode. I like the pirate episode.
Well, yeah, it is better than a lot of stuff. Definitely better than Torchwood. Because yeah. Torchwood blew.
Oh, God. Don't even. That didn't Torchwood stop. Blew. It came to an ending.
Okay. Yeah, let's not even spend any time on it. Screw it.
No.
So now
you're watching Sarah Jane, though? You're watching
yeah,
Sarah
I've
Jane
been watching
episode?
Her. I've been watching her since... David Tennant.
I can't watch it because you know what happens at the end. I was you talk about Amy, you talk about Rose. I was a Sarah Jane fan, and Sarah Jane in the day was quite an amazing character, and to see her come back and to have a good episode with the Doctor and then have her own series, and that was really cool, and. You know, a lot of wind got taken out of my sails when she died earlier this year. So I was just, I haven't been able to watch anything yet. So I'll wait for a while and I'll probably watch them eventually.
Well, yeah, I've been watching them since Tennant made his first appearance and I've been watching them ever since. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy them. It's not dark like Torchwood. I don't know what Torchwood's doing, but it's very, you know, it very much feels like Doctor Who. And I didn't really have a connection to her from, you know, back in the day. I met her with David Tennant and then I went back
yeah.
and watched her yeah. stuff. And I was extremely, I was very sad because I really do like the show. It's a kid's show, but I don't know. I find it very adorable.
It is.
Easy
it's,
to watch.
It's a good show.
A lot of people can't watch it because they're saying to themselves right now as she's filming this, she's dying. And I was like, you know what, this is our life, it's ending one day at a time, we're all dying, and I want to see her till the end. I want to see it till the end because I don't know, it just feels like we're doing her a service by, you know, watching
yeah.
what she lived
yeah.
for, you know. So that's why I'm watching it, and I really love the characters. I really wish they'd spend like 3 episodes with the Doctor in the TARDIS, just chilling out, you know, having adventures or something.
That's
that
a
would be very
sir.
Fun for me, but maybe I hope so. Because the 2 kids that are left, Clyde and
girl across the road, I can't.
The other
Ronnie.
Girl, I can't remember her name. Ronnie. Yeah, Ronnie. They're just so adorable. It's just fun, and I look forward to it every week. And you know,
yeah, sad.
Yeah. It is sad, but if you're into the show and you watch it, not many people do. I think I'm like the only person that watches it voluntarily that I know of.
Okay, who's watching it non-voluntarily?
But I don't know. It's just my, well, people who want to do reviews because it's part of the Whoverse. So, you know, a lot of people might force themselves to watch it because it's part of the Whoverse. And okay. So whatever. That's the only reason I watched Torchwood, because it was part of the Whoverse, yeah, and we were reviewing it on
that was the reason. That's the reason I ended up watching it. I'll also say I like Wen and Jack. I think they're good, really good characters. Totally wasted, entirely trampled upon, and just spit on the grave of their. They did.
Okay, no more Torchwood.
Yeah, you're probably right. I probably should.
Because
I shouldn't get wound up into that. Because I'm. That's like.
No, you shouldn't. So you know, overall, the whole series six, I like the first part better than the second part.
Yeah.
I did enjoy the second part, but the first part, I felt that's where I fell in love with Matt Smith. In the first part of the sixth series, I just hands down he became the Doctor for me. And
I'm willing to agree with you, but the Kill Hitler, Girl Who Waited, Closing Time, and are probably four of the really strong episodes in the entire series. I really think that, especially Closing Time. But Closing Time, you miss it because Closing Time, it's just like. When he says when the man who's been in the Doctor's brain says he always needs companions, he just won't admit it. That's something you have to listen to and go, oh yeah, he's right, because he knows that, because he.
Yeah, that's fine. We've heard it before. Yeah, but dude, we've heard it before. I've seen it before. These were bottle episodes where they were contained into one story. That's fine. I like a little bit of a thread, like, because the first part had a bit of a thread. It was all interconnected. And these stories, you could have aired them in any order that you wanted to. And I'm fine with that because it's more like Classic Who, but I don't know. I was just kind of disconnected. People are entitled to their opinion. So if your opinions that the other ones in the second part of the sixth series were strong, they were strong. They were,
no,
but you know,
I'm agreeing with
didn't
you,
get that
but
fire
you see those, you know, a bunch of these episodes were really good episodes. So while I agree with you, I don't know why. I am agreeing.
Oh, God. Well, no, it's some people think, you know, just because you might nitpick to death Doctor Who and say this goes here and it's timey-wimey and why are the cars on balloons and blah, blah, blah. That's just having fun. It's just having fun and nitpicking and pulling it apart. There's still like a deep appreciation, love, and respect for what Moffat's doing, Matt Smith doing. All of them are doing, Karen, all of them. And you know, I really love this show. It's a big source of happiness for me when I watch it. So,
yeah,
Torchwood, not so much.
Yeah, no. I have to say, do not make the mistake that we're nitpicking these characters or these stories apart. But we're doing it with love in this case. Same thing with Sarah Jane. I think we like the characters. We definitely like the show. Torchwood, not so much.
I can't defend it. Not that much.
Not really.
No. Children of Earth was, it pissed me off, but it was good. It was like good.
Why would you kill the man's lover? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean,
when he was on Warehouse 13 this year?
Yes, it
did. Yeah, Samantha played Ayanto, whose name I cannot remember. I'm sorry. I make apologies. But Bianto Jones was on Warehouse 13, working with the female H.G. Wells as her companion. And he was doing a really good job, I thought.
That was Gareth David Lloyd.
Yes, and he was cool in that episode. A lot of people have been saying on other podcasts and things, so when do we get a Warehouse 12, or I don't know what their Warehouse was number, but when do we get a series with those two guys as the Holmes and Watson,
I don't want to see it.
Oh, no, yes.
I don't care.
It'd be really steampunk.
I don't want to see
it
because,
steampunk from the actual steampunk era.
That's fine, but if you're going to do a female, she's already H.G. Wells, so I don't want to see her doing Sherlock. Make her one or the other. Put her H.G. Wells. She's already H.G. Wells. You can't make Sherlock too. Screw that. No, I'm done. No, no.
Okay.
No.
All right, fine. I give.
So while we're talking about Warehouse 13, let's talk about Warehouse 13.
Where am I? We can do that. Yeah.
We were going to save it for last, but let's go ahead and get into it now since we brought up Gareth and Yanto, same person.
Yes.
Gareth. This season, I liked it a little bit more. It had a little bit more meat to it and action. The season before that, I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it. But this season was Warehouse 13 all the way with the addition of, oh God, Captain Janeway from Star Trek Voyager. Yeah.
Somebody pointed this out the other day too. So let me get this straight. He was married to Seven of Nine, and he has Janeway as a mother. Who was his father?
Chipotle? No, it's Chakotay.
No, I'm asking the question. Was he sired by
I thought Tom Paris might be his brother or something.
Well, you know, I think let's perpetuate the stereotype. I think that would be cool. But I liked it. The Jinx character.
Right.
Who actually, okay, now let me get this straight. He's a twin of his brother's a famous actor. Was he in Lord of the Rings or something? Am I getting this wrong?
Let me see, because I have no idea what you're talking
about.
This guy, he was in Smallville.
Right.
And as...
Jimmy Olsen.
No, Jimmy Olsen. Right. Let's see. C. Full Bio. Oh, man, this is great radio we're looking on the internet. It's twin brother to Sean Ashmore.
There you go. And Sean has been in other bigger things, I thought.
Oh, God, they are twins.
Yeah.
Because they... Just like Omega.
Yeah, so it's like you look at this guy, and go, wait a minute, isn't that no, it's him.
No, so he was an X-Men Last Stand.
That's his brother. That's the brother. Yeah.
Legend of Earthsea, the TV movie, sci-fi original.
Which is bizarre to think. Wait a minute, acting twins who each have independent careers. Well, that's weird.
That's weird because why wouldn't they use that? As one of those nemesis brother.
Well, that they had to. I mean, at some point.
They have to do that. It would be amazing, number one. It would be cheap, number two, because you don't have to use special effects.
Yeah. Xander from Buffy is a twin.
I thought you were. Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. And his brother was in the episode. But they shot it. It's weird because they shot it. Because he had, he could touch him and walk in front of him, and it was fine. But they shot it as if they were shooting one guy on twin scenes. It's pretty funny, actually. If you go back and look at it, it actually looks like it's shot, so they look like they're not the same.
You know who was another twin actor? You remember Sliders? It was the black guy from Sliders. He's an acting twin as well.
No.
Yeah, really? He has a twin brother. They had him on the show at one point, too.
I thought you were going to say Linda Hamilton.
Is she a?
They used. She has a twin sister, and they used. Well, she's not an actor, but she's a twin sister, and they used her in shots in Terminator. And you're thinking, well, that's a really good Matt, and you realize, no, they actually had two people.
That's funny. Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's funny stuff. Anyways, the Jinx character. Well, was anybody fooled by that at all? Who was it fooled? Hands, show hands. No?
Okay, I was.
Oh, you were. Oh, God.
Because I didn't really pay attention and I didn't care. And I was like, what are they doing? What's going on? Because it's like, I let Warehouse 13 take me where it is. I don't pick it apart because it's one of those easy shows that you really don't have to dig into and take notes with.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think twice about overthinking it. So it's like, oh, that makes sense. He's working for the team. And okay, now he's dead because, oh, now what's her face wants to bring him back with the crazy metronome and whatever.
Bring back the crazy metronome and bring him back with Artie and the watch. I think the watch backtracks time and stuff. So he doesn't want to explode. Well, anyways. But
oh, I was wondering why he was holding the watch up because I didn't get the watch.
Yeah. I thought it was really funny, and after the last, the last shot of the show is like everything's on fire, and he goes, "No, we can fix it," and it's like everything's destroyed, everybody's killed, blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, and the next line is from the sci-fi announcer guy going, "Don't worry, the new episode's coming next year." I was like, I almost died. That's pretty funny, actually.
Well, I don't know. Who knows what they're going to do?
Probably reach down and hit the universal reset button at some point. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I'm just saying.
What can you do? Well, I know who's not going to get a universal reset button is Miss Frederick.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so upset with that because
I like her as an actress, though. She's very good.
A, I was surprised that she was on there for that long because, you know, she's an A-list actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing slumming it on Warehouse 13.
Hell, she was in Avatar. My God.
I know, and it's like, you know what? I don't think we're gonna keep her because she's just too high profile. How do they have her?
Well, right now? I think the word you're looking for there is expensive.
Yeah, she has to be expensive, and she didn't really do that much. But when she was on screen, loved her, she's gone, and I'm really upset that she's gone because I really loved her. But if they're gonna keep Kate Mulgrew, Captain Janeway, oh. I love her just as much.
Yeah, they can.
Bad on the one hand, but if they keep Janeway.
Yeah. You're right. They can only have like three named actors in one time. The other guy was the one who was from Caprica, was the abrupt.
Yes, Sasha Ruiz.
Yeah.
Love him. So sexy. Yeah, I just love him. His eyes. And he's just built. Okay, I'm just gonna stop. I'm gonna stop. And then they had, you know, Bill Gates, Anthony Michael.
Well, I definitely put him on the B list. He's not really. He is a brilliant actor.
He's like either A minus or a B plus actor. You can't just straight up call Anthony Michael Hall a fucking B.
Well, yeah, B in the fact that he hasn't actually done much, which is the problem.
Opposite Noah Wiley with Steve Jobs, rest in peace.
Yeah, and like a movie that costs like $50. Come on.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I don't like your attitude, sir.
Hey, Pirates of Silicon Valley is a really good movie, and it's very and the references are very cool, and it's like when they like pop out of the meeting and Ballmer pops out of the meeting and goes, "We didn't have an operating system." It's pretty cool. But Anthony Michael Hall got that role because he looked like a geek. Now doesn't really look like a geek anymore. He's kind of buff. He actually is in general. Was it not Poltergeist? Dead Zone. The Dead Zone series he did for a while.
I can't believe I watched that as long as I did because like nothing happened.
Yeah, I know it's. Well, that's the big thing. When these big powers can't actually do anything with the big powers. But no, he's definitely an A actor for on quality and skill. Definitely one of the better actors I've seen. But he's a B actor in that nobody thinks. Oh yeah, we need an Anthony Michael Hall type. They don't say that because he's so
because they're stupid.
Well, when he was in the public eye, he was kind of like a wimpy geek, and now he's like Adonis, and he can't get work because it's not the same thing. He doesn't equate to things in people's heads. Who knows?
Well, they need to change it. But I was a little upset. He was a mustache twirly on Warehouse 13. He was a little. He was good as a bad guy, but it was just like, I need more. I don't want H.G. Wells. I want Anthony Michael Hall.
I like Wells. I liked her. She's a good.
I'm glad
she ended up being a stronger character in general than they thought. I think when they created her, you know, for the original storyline, it became more, and they said, hey, this is a good character, let's bring her back, and they did, and it became again more.
Totally misused her in the way that they did use her. It was ridiculous. It was just ridiculous. You have H.G. Wells, she's causing some trouble. She gets over. You don't stick her in a hard drive and pull her out. You pull her out all the way. Get her going, and we want to see some steampunk stuff. Come on.
No.
I mean, they totally just, I don't know. I don't know.
See, I really
enjoyed
think
her,
they should
and just, I didn't enjoy her at the same time.
She's good. I think the actress is good. I think she.
Yeah, no, I love her.
It's a good. Well, it's a good part, certainly. And I generally like the actress. But, you know, I think the whole thing with Ianto. Putting them together in London in that period was kind of a backdoor sequel. They kind of, hey, wait a minute, we can do a sequel to a backdoor pilot. A pilot to a deck, never mind.
snore fest.
Oh, no. It was cool. Yeah, it's very cool.
No, I'm done. I don't want any more. I'm sick of H.G. Wells. I hope she's dead. Well, it's only because I hate the way they used her character. I think she's a good character, but it's like, what did you really do with her? What have you done? She made the grappling gun. Awesome. let's put her, you know, in some steampunk stuff. Let's get her there. Let's do the thing. If you're not going to do the steampunk thing, you're wasting my time.
No, I agree. I agree with you.
I really love having a captain that died at the beginning of the new Star Trek in Warehouse 13. The Farhan Tahir Kasan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Jesus. That was him, wasn't it? Yeah. I didn't even realize that. He was one of the, they did the transfer of that thing.
Kirk's daddy was, which was Thor, which, wow. Okay.
Let me speak from my point of view. I love the Gadgeter girl whose name is escaping me. Claudia.
Oh, yeah, Claudia.
I love Claudia.
Everybody loves Claudia.
Oh, God, she's perfect.
What I don't want them to do is I want them to keep her off of the stage with the acoustic guitar. Don't want to see it.
Ah, I see. So you're obviously a terrible person who doesn't like dogs or puppies either.
Yeah, I'll kick a puppy. No, I won't kick puppies. I don't kick puppies, but I just don't. Kittens. It's like, okay, is this talent hour or what are we doing here? I love puppies. I will not kick a puppy, okay? Jesus.
Okay, fine. Then you'll kick a kitten.
I will kick an acoustic guitar out of the hands of Allison Scaglotti, whatever her name is,
because
I don't want to see it. I don't want to see it. I want to see some story. I want to see some steampunk. I want to see some shooting. I want to see some Pete Latimer saying some crazy stuff. I want to see Micah. Pete, don't do that, Pete. I love that. I love their dynamic because it's always Pete, and she does it just like that.
Why do you think I'm laughing? No, it's yeah, it's funny.
And you know, Pete always says some crazy stuff. I mean, he's just the most, like, you have 7 of 9 there, and she's your ex-wife, and he's just cracking like she's not the hottest woman on the planet. Yes. Like, 7 of 9 is your ex-wife. Mm-hmm. Stupid man.
And what did you do? No, you did do something to mess that up, because if you hadn't done anything to mess that up, you'd still be doing it.
Or her.
Well, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, but it was so good to see 7 of 9, and it's so good to see Captain Janeway. She's in this new TV show called, like, NTSC, SVU. It's a parody.
LOMSD, yeah.
Yeah, it was just, it's supposed to be like a, you know, a parody of all of the little CSI and NTIS or whatever, NCIS. No,
it's more the NCIS people and the secret lab people.
And it's just, I watched the pilot and wear an eye patch, and it's a ridiculous show. It's on, is it Adult Swim?
Yeah, it's on the Adult Swim stuff, yeah. There's a little controversy in the universe, of all these shows. Well, you've got Alphas, which is the other new show, which I ended up not watching.
Oh, okay, good.
I just went.
See, some of our listeners, they really want to hear me talk about Alphas, and guys, please.
I really get it. I
watched Heroes. I stuck it through the end because Carl forced me. I want that on record. Carl forced me to watch all of Heroes.
Okay.
And so I watched Alphas. I gave it a shot.
You've gone through the recovery period of four Heroes.
Still scarred from Heroes, so I don't think I'm a person. You know, if you don't have anything good to say, you can't compliment the actors and the people, the crew that's working on it. I don't think that I should review it. Especially coming off of Torchwood, how negative I was about that.
No.
So let me have some positivity. I'm not going to do Alphas for everybody's sake. Yeah. And, you know.
Yeah. But anyways, it's the theory.
Controversy. Sorry. What was the controversy?
It's the theory that now these three series are in the same universe.
Three? What other series is in the universe?
Eureka and Warehouse 13. We know they go back and forth. Claudia goes back and forth. So there. And then Lindsay Wagner, Arthur's friend at the CVC, she was in the Alphas as a doctor from the CVC.
That's fine. That doesn't mean I have to watch it.
No. I'm not saying you have to watch it. It's just, you know, that's
fine. They could be in the same universe as long if they have the hot guy from Alphas and put him on Warehouse 13. I'd appreciate it.
Okay, you're gonna have to help me. Who's
the hot guy? He was on Apollo 18, Stephanie's favorite movie.
Okay, you're going to have to help me again.
Yeah, the forget about it. It's too much help.
So wait a minute. Since you're saying, well, I'm going to say the white guy.
Dude, that's so vague.
That
is so vague. I just said the hot guy. Anybody who watched Alphas knows the hot guy. Let me go to IMDb. You're upsetting
me. No, I'm just saying. I don't. If you told me his name, I wouldn't know either. I mean, not the guy with the.
He's the hot guy, the Texan, southern.
The guy who can hit the stuff. He's got perfect.
He put the coin in the.
Right, yeah, he's got perfect name.
The coin guy. Yeah.
When he's not thinking about it, he has perfect name.
Okay.
No. Okay, yeah, but that's the guy. Yeah, I figured as much.
What's his name? Warren Christie. Let me see if that's the guy that was in. Yeah. Warren Christie on the TV show. His name is Cameron Hicks. And do not go see Apollo 18.
No, wouldn't.
Wow, this is a great radio we got going here.
So what were we saying? Torchwood.
Okay, yeah, so pros, no.
Alphas.
Anyway, so if they're in the same universe, I don't really care. And it doesn't matter if Eureka's in the same universe because it's getting canceled.
Yeah, Alpha, I'm so pissed about that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time because it's like they don't know what to do anymore. And I felt it coming. I'm sad to see it go. But these guys did a great job on this TV show. It lasted 5 years.
Ish.
And I, you know...
Yeah, I think
it's going to go out in a way to make us, you know, all happy. I don't know if it's going to go out a way where they bring back Nathan Stark. Now, that would really make me happy. And, you know, that would be something that I'd really like. But
maybe Nathan Stark is the Kenny of that universe.
Whatever, as long as they bring him back and his shirt is off. I don't care. But,
there's very little that has to happen in a TV show for you to enjoy it, isn't there? A guy take off his shirt.
I am. All you have to do is hot guy, no shirt, shooting, put him in space. Have an alien come out every once in a while.
So you want a guy in space with his shirt off?
And in a uniform at the same time.
All right. All right, that's fine. Wait a minute. I'm writing down notes.
What I want to talk about now is a brand new show, very expensive new show, Terra Nova.
Ah, Terra Nova. It's a cool little show, don't you think?
Like I said with Carl, really enjoyed it. Really reminds me of the TV shows that I used to like.
Land of the Lost.
Well, it has guys like... Braga and Renee Echeverria, and those guys just wrote the shows that I like, so I'm not going to repeat myself on it. So tell me, what did you think about, because right now it's Monday night, and so the new episode is coming on right now, so we're not going to get into that one, but let's talk about the pilot and the episode after that.
I watched it because you said, well, we're going to do a thing. So I said, okay, I got to watch it. And my friend of mine who's a effects girl at Pixmodo, which is the company that did the effects for the show, she said, hey, this show's coming on, and see it. So I'm like, okay. Well, I missed it on its first run, but I got it on the free release of the iTunes. And I watched it without commercials, but I... was shocked at how good I thought it kind of was.
Yeah.
But as I was watching it, I was like, I can understand why the show, you get to the point where they start showing the executive producers.
Yeah.
Like 17 or 20.
Yeah,
like,
it is.
Literally, there are 17 or
That's
20.
That's why I know. It was like they kept flashing executive producers. That's how I saw Braga, Echeverria, Spielberg. They just have a whole bunch of names.
Other people. But I got the impression that they said, Spielberg came up with the idea. He said, oh, hey, let's do a show about dinosaurs and people in the past. And then one people did it, and they did it like Battlestar Galactica, and it was really edgy. And he said, no, let's put these, give it to these other people. And they did it like A Family Affair, like...
No Ordinary Family.
No Ordinary Family or something like that. It was just, it was light and cute, and everybody saw the dinosaurs, and there wasn't any conflict, and it wasn't good. And so they go, well, okay, we shove that. And they did that, and then there's like the edgy 90210 dinosaur one, and then... Then there was the, you know, it's like, okay, oh, it's a wacky dinosaur one. No, I don't like the wacky dinosaurs. And it's like each one of these, and like the three main things that came out of it were the edgy dark Battlestar Galactica one, which is like all the lost island thing. And it's like, oh, we're lost in the past. Huh? Yeah. And it's just, you know, all the drawings everywhere are that. And then it's the angsty teen 90210-y show, which is the kid and the girl, and they're like, okay, fine, but we move that one on. Then it's the family drama, which is the guy getting out of prison, but okay, we move that one. And then it's the mystery TV show or cop show, kind of it's a thing. Okay, so that I would do that.
Do you like this show?
As you're watching the pilot, it was like, okay, this is this section. Okay, yeah, okay. All right. Okay, let's roll it over here. Okay, now it's this section. Now it's this one. Now it's. It was very. It wasn't so. Oh, and there's science fictiony stuff. I forget the science fictiony one. Yep. So I watched the show, and the science fictiony stuff was cool. The family stuff was okay. Mm. The mystery stuff was good to, we don't know. The losty stuff was, and the teenage angst is like, oh God, really? Really? Honestly?
It was the worst. It was the weakest.
It was the worst. The weakest. Yes, I will say the weakest.
I wasn't saying, because I liked it overall. It was a little ridiculous.
I liked it. And of all these myriad of things, it's like, it's you can't go, oh, that's terrible. No, that's not terrible. And the special effects, which I have to say to my friend Jeff,
yeah,
we're good. We're very solid.
I enjoyed them.
My light wave, they were really cool. I'm like,
this is a light wave.
It's a light wave package. It's a light wave thing. They're doing some render or some animation through Maya.
Maya, okay.
And then they're outputting from Maya straight to the new functions in Light Wave, which lets you take animation from other packages and bring it right in,
okay,
and do animation from there. But having said that, it's really good. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. So then I watched
the weakest thing was the green screen at the end where the guy and the guy
on the cliff.
On the cliff. I was like, ooh, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, it is.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was. I mean, there are shots in there that are extended that have things on them that you don't know are effects that you didn't realize were effects.
Right.
You just kind of went right by them, which were good. From an effects standpoint, you know, that thing costs $8 million, $8 to $10 million to make. And there's about $8 to $10 million worth of effects on that screen.
Yeah, it was total. $2 million.
Yeah, it really looks good. I guess it's they're averaging $4 million an episode.
So yeah.
Which is, you know, that's a good amount of cash.
Yes.
But
I think Lost hit those numbers as well, because I tried to find out what an average show, you know, usually costs. And I don't really know that number, but I know Lost got into those digits, and I don't know whether it was like effects or if it was talent cost, or I don't know.
I think most of the guys in this show, I don't know about Lost, but most of the people in this show are pretty much, again, I'm going to say it, B-listers. They're not.
Can you just say unknown?
No, because we know who they are. They have a career.
I understand
I'm
that.
Not, B I'm is not saying.
Little mean.
It's not. Well, okay, you're taking it as mean. I don't mean it as being mean, because it's. It's just to say their pay grade is X. You know, and I think, you know, that's not too bad. You can say their pay grade is X, and they get X for it, and that's cool. You know, and there are people, you know, there are the Tom Cruises of the world. There are the Bryan Cranstons of the world. Bryan Cranston makes less money per episode than Tom Cruise does per movie. I'm going to say that flat out. I think I'm safe saying that.
Yes,
but that doesn't say that Cranston is a worse actor than Tom Cruise, or Tom Cruise is a better actor than Cranston. It's just how it works out. And like I say, probably the biggest guy on this entire thing is the Avatar guy whose name I can't remember.
Stephen Lang,
which is like, oh yeah, Stephen Lang. He's pretty cool.
He's such yeah. a sexy old man. I love him.
He's a nice looking. I'm just saying.
Very manly of you, Will.
I might follow him someplace. I'm not saying I'm following him everywhere, but I'm. No, but it's the stars of the show are the special effects. Literally, I think that is. You can say that it's the dinosaurs they have in every episode make up what the show is about. It's not about the you know. Literally, you could put. You know, Muppets or cardboard up against them. But if you have dinosaurs, it's cool. And that's kind of how they're pulling it through. But and putting in that situation, the people have to come up with interesting stuff to do because, hey, they're doing it next to dinosaurs. Mm. So it's got to be pretty intense. But having watched the second episode, which I did not hate, I was like, oh, this is pretty cool. Oh, they've toned down the teenage angst. That's okay. I like that. Oh, they brought up the family. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, they brought up the conflict between the mother and father. Oh, that's good.
They have the guy from the past that brought her there because he wanted to get with her, and because he thought the husband was still in jail and he was gonna get a little nookie.
Maybe, maybe not, because he said he wanted her up for her research, so maybe
that
maybe
was a
not.
Lie. Because once
I understand what you're saying, but it might have
now because the husband's
it might have been your average researcher with benefits.
That's what I'm thinking.
Good. It wasn't. I mean, if you look at it, it's like, oh, that's good. And somebody commented on one of the boards, oh, that really wasn't good science fiction television. I'm like, no, it wasn't. It wasn't good sci-fi, but I think it was good television. It was a compromise. There are a lot of things on your table. You're compromising, and it's like, oh, well, taken on the whole, it kind of works. I'm shocked by it. I'll watch the next episode. I'm shocked that I liked it myself.
I mean, shocked at your shockness.
Yeah. But, well, from what I hear, and news I get, it's not long for this universe.
Yeah.
It doesn't only have to succeed. It has to kill it. And it's really not. Oddly enough, the premiere was not that well rated, and the next episode was better rated. The third or second episode of the show was better rated than, you know, the first part of the show. And I was talking to this person. I said, well, do you think that was because of the response to the iTunes, you know, giving it away? Did that bring something up? And he said it was partially it, but it was like, it was a bad night because it was like there was two football games and there was just a bunch of people were doing other things.
Yeah, Monday night is a horrible night for this. Well, I like the second episode because it reminded me a lot of Deep Space Nine. And let me tell you why. Deep Space Nine, when they first, I guess, took over the Cardassian space station, they had a lot of learning about to do with the space station. They had to learn, you know, Cardassian electronics and how to, and they always had something going wrong with this station that they've taken over. So on Terra Nova, what they've done is taken over an area, you know, of space, and what they didn't know is that these little dinosaurs or whatever, the reptiles, come and they mate there, and they didn't know that they were going to have a problem with these. So it's sort of like Deep Space Nine, where you have all the kinks in this little thing that you've taken over.
Yeah, that
you have
yeah.
to deal with it on a day-to-day basis, and then you have the captain running around trying to deal with the Starfleet and blah blah. So it I love that about it. It has that thing.
I agree with that. It definitely has that aspect running. But the thing I loved about it was its relationship to the birds. It literally was the plot of the birds. Unfortunately, in the plot of the birds win. So it's really...
Well, it was looking
at a direct correlation
there for a second, and that was horrible. Because have you seen Birdemic? Well, no. Yeah, you never want to see it. You never want to see it. It's horrible.
I think I know what that is, and I really don't want to see
it. It's horrible. So it every time you see some bird reptilian things attacking people, I'm going to forever think of Birdemic. And that kind of turned me off on this episode, but it felt like the crew taking over the Cardassian space station, and that just, it excited me for some reason. And it felt familiar, and it felt good to watch, but... Yeah, this thing is a behemoth with cash, and they have bought, maybe 7 or 8 less than 10 episodes, and that's all they have for right now.
Oh, no, I thought it was a full season of 13. That's what I was.
Oh, okay. It was a number. I forgot the number, but they bought the full season, but that's all they promised, and because, it's looking really expensive, and... Mm-hmm. What can you do? I don't know. I would like to see it, but everybody knows the shows I like always get canceled. So this one is definitely going to get canceled.
Yeah, and it really it has to do you think back to Firefly when it died because of baseball disease. But
no, Firefly died because there wasn't really good marketing with it. They showed it out of order, and when you watch it was very important for them to show that in order, and they didn't. And the first time we saw that thing, it didn't feel right. And once I went back and watched in order, I was pissed because it felt right when you watched.
Yeah, every bit of it. Yeah,
it's like Terra Nova out of order. You can't do it.
That's true. That's true.
We wouldn't know. One show you can watch out of order, which I did, was Person of Interest. I watched the second one first and the first one second, and it still worked.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see it actually working a little bit better because the guy who wrote the series wrote the film Memento, which is told from the forwards back. And that works, see?
Oh, okay. Now that's
kind of... I watched the first two episodes of A Person of Interest, with interest. And okay. I missed it last week and did not remember that I had missed it until like Friday or like Saturday. So it's like, I really mustn't have liked that much because I did, I completely.
Well, I would think the opposite. The fact that you thought about it at all, that you've missed it, means that it definitely had an impact.
I saw a promo come on for next week. So I said, wait a minute, did I see?
Did you like have it programmed on your DVR? Is it not?
No, I hadn't had it programmed into my DVR.
Yeah.
And,
I don't think I have it on my DVR either, but I make sure I catch it. And I think it's on par with Burn Notice and, shows like that. So it's one of the shows that I might not, watch religiously, but I think it's a good
thing. Yeah, the USA shows, the show 6 hours of NCIS. I love just dropping down, flying anywhere in the middle and just watching them because they're like, they're just, formulaic and everything. It's really cool. Even the CSUs, special victims, you can watch it at any point, just pick them out, and it's cool.
I hate but, SVU.
Yeah, I don't think they want that. They don't want that for Person of Interest. Because it seems it has something to say, I think it does, and it seems to be drawing it out in a very specific way. I mean, I think spoiler alert, but just for having the first first quote victim of the machine spit out be an actual person who was an evil person, I thought that was very interesting from a storytelling standpoint. I thought it was really cool. But, having said that, the second one was like a little girl, so it wasn't that bad. But, or that innovative. But I think there's something, it's trying to say something. But it's not saying it loud enough. It's not saying it in a shocky way. Like, it's this over here. It's really, it's not doing anything like that where it needs, I think... To get that message across, it needs a little something more.
Yeah. I like it fine. I don't know. Yeah. It's all right for me. That's doesn't need that much more. I just watch it, and then it's like Warehouse 13 for me, where you just put it on, let it tell you its story, and then walk away. Mm-hmm. And where I'm a little bit more involved with Warehouse 13 because it's a little geeky. You know, you have the geek references, you have the comedy into it, so that's fine. Terra Nova, I really want to see it succeed because, you know, our guys are doing this. The people that do the shows that we love are working on this project.
Well, I've got to say that a lot of people in Hollywood who were out of a job, you know, 6 months ago are now in a job because of Terra Nova.
Well, good.
So I'm 150% behind that project. I want it really to happen. I mean, but it's committed through, you know, 13 episodes. I don't think they're done yet. I don't think they'll be done. But
well, this is Fox, so it's definitely getting canceled.
So, well, we know that going in, right?
Fringe is lasted, you know, wow.
Fringe got somebody in the executive period or the executive tower actually liked Fringe. You know, they
somebody
actually
liked Fringe because it reminded them of X-Files. They wanted X-Files money. And it worked for me because it's not quite what X-Files was, but it's different in its own way to make it very successful as a story, and I really love Fringe. We could talk about Fringe now. I think we're done.
Oh, I love Fringe. I love the fact that you were showing the episode openings, and I love the fact that there was, you know, it's blue, there's red, and now it's like kind of amber-ish.
Amber, yeah.
It's like, oh, that's cool.
It's blue, it's red, they have a black and white one, they have an 80s one, and now they have an amber one. I wonder if we're going to get purple. That would be great.
That would be cool. Did you notice the that I pulled a frame out of that animation you sent around? I put this on Google Plus. You might have missed it.
Animation?
But, no, a frame the opening.
Oh.
Sorry. Yeah, I took a frame out of it, and it says the Watchers are here.
Oh.
I found that frame in there. Mm. So, but yeah, it's cool. It's interesting. I mean, I think from what I've heard, it's going to make. It's kind of doing. Well, I think this is its way of immunizing itself against playing, you know, with the baseball, because that's really big numbers, and you know, things get trampled and kicked around, and oh, we have to have our new shows out, but we're not going to do any promotion because we're just, you know, raping them for baseball. But the thing.
Okay.
Did I say rape? I think I did. No. Anyway, so. I think it's immunizing itself because it just hit me. I'm like, oh yeah, that's really good. They're, you know, they set up this universe in the first episode, which I like. Oh, that's so cool. Then the second universe came on. Why is Broyles still alive? Where's he from? What the hell is that?
Broyles, like, what is it? Commander Broyles is back, and
Captain, whatever.
Commander or Colonel? Was it Colonel?
Colonel.
We don't know what the hell he is now, but we're glad he's back, and we're glad he's
in. Wait a minute, but it was Felivia. Felivia came back in the time, and then she switched over so that the equivalent exchange was sending him through, and wait a minute, he shouldn't be alive.
I'm glad he's alive.
Yeah, maybe we should get a little bit of that plot point and just send it to Fringe.
I haven't heard any explanation about him.
Eureka, send it from Fringe to Eureka so they get Stark back for you.
Yes. No, you usually see articles on Twitter, you know, rotating around, and I haven't seen anything that's grabbed my eye about the explanation of the return of the alternate Broyles. So I don't know what they're doing just yet. I don't know if this is another universe, because now that we have Peter not in the universe.
Yeah, well, yeah. Conceivably, it's you know, one and one make three. You know,
yeah.
This is the third one.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It could be that, but, you know, I love...
See, I don't know. Him coming back, it's weird. It's like, well, will everyone remember? No, they won't necessarily remember him.
He'll just come back, and they'll be done with it. I think they will remember him. Because Walter's already remember him. Oh.
It's okay. It's okay. I deserve that, but...
Well, yeah. So I don't know what you're doing. I don't know how you want to talk Fringe, and you haven't seen the latest episode.
Well, we can keep it kind of late.
It's all one episode to me now. It's all connected. It's all one story. So we're,
yeah, it is that. It's definitely, it has that cohesion, and I love. There's one scene where what's her name is playing Felivia and Olivia in the same scene. And we're talking about twins. These two people are so totally not the same person. It's gesture, it's costuming, it's just, you know, the fact that she stands with her hand, she puts her elbow up, so it's roughly straight with her shoulder. As Olivia, and then as Olivia, she has her hands folded. I was like, oh, it's just subtle things that are really small and really work to define each character. It's so, so amazing.
Yeah.
I think.
It is amazing. And I think we're finally getting to
Lincoln needs glasses. I mean, come on.
This Lincoln character is getting all the airtime and all the FaceTime, and yep. I'm sick of it. I want my Peter back, and I mm-hmm. want him back now. This Lincoln guy needs to die or you burn want your in Peter hell back. Or do whatever the hell he's doing, because he's getting too much FaceTime, and it's making me nervous, and I don't like it. I want Peter back.
Well, if you will, who was his partner? The guy from Jack Carter episode.
Shepherd.
He's in there for like 3 seconds.
That's fine. That's not what I don't care about. That. What I care about, that's fine. I don't care. What is this, Lincoln or Kennedy? What is his name?
His name is Lincoln.
Lincoln, okay.
You can call him Kennedy, which I like.
I got a cousin named Kennedy.
That was amazing. No, I know. But that's what...
The thing that I'm really uncomfortable with the introduction of this new character because mm-hmm. they've taken Peter away, and I don't want that. And like I said last episode, this is reminding me of the Scully pregnancy when Scully had to, she wasn't on the show for the longest time, and I don't want it. I don't like it, and I want it to be done with, and I want my Peter back because Peter is Fringe, and
Peter's a dude.
Anyway, I think, you had one more thing you wanted to tell.
The only other thing I wanted to mention was the Clone Wars. They're running them on your animated, your Cartoon Central there, and they're 3D animated pieces there. And I was kind of shocked at how it took a leap in quality. It's much more dynamic. It's much better shot. The shots are more interesting. They're put together.
Taken. Up. You're going to have to back it up. Now, are you saying that this new season, they are doing it at 3D, or they're going back and making the whole thing 3D?
No, from the beginning, it was 3D animation. It wasn't stereoscopic, put on red and blue glasses. It was three-dimensional animation. It was, building models rather than doing two-dimensional animation.
Okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
Was it done like that from the start?
It's been done that way from the start, from the first movie.
Okay, what's the new information then?
Well, you've been watching it like me from the beginning. The first bits were more staged. They were more, look at all those droids walking along the ground that you just made one droid and cloned it a billion times. That's interesting. Where the movie was like, okay, shooting left and right, bum, 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 explosion, bang, bang, kind of a thing. Now it's kind of, oh, wow, we're looking up through the marsh, through the kelp at the ship going by. Oh, wow, look, it's passing over. It's interesting. But they're just interesting angles, and they're taking really cool shots from different approaches. And the design is pretty much the same, but it's
they took it up a notch.
They took it up a notch, exactly. Okay. Yeah, it was better last season. It was better. First season was okay. The second season was good. This is like really good. So I'm really looking forward to the series. They're doing an R2-D2-C-3PO section now, which is again.
Are we gonna get Liam Neeson back? That's all I really want to know.
No, I don't think really. I don't.
Boo! Throw tomatoes.
He was dead. You remember in the first movie where
it had Obi-Wan Kenobi brought his ass back in ghost form. We could have Obi Ghost, Liam Neeson, Qui-Gon Jinn, whatever.
No.
Think so? Yeah. Yeah, I'd go for it.
But no, it's a good little series, and it's shockingly good in some points.
Well, no, I think it's good. I've seen the entire first season of Clone Wars. I enjoyed it. It's just I have so many other things to watch, and I'll get to it eventually.
When you talk about Liam Neeson coming back, they had a small minor character come back. I don't know if this would be a big thing for you, but the head of the Gungan military.
Whatever.
The general, he came back.
Yeah,
and he was
not hot.
He was killed by General Grievous. So that was, I mean, you know, that was like, you know, for kids, little kids. I mean, it's obviously designed for younger children, but it, you know, for 10, 13-year-old kids, that's pretty big, I think. You know, they're actually killing off old characters from the show. And
yeah, those kids don't care. Those kids don't care.
Tarkin really was in the show. Grand Moff Tarkin.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay. Nobody. The kids say, oh, somebody gets killed, whatever. Let me go eat some Apple Jacks. What, you know, they don't care. I know they don't. I can feel that they don't. But yeah, that's good to know that the animation is getting better. I hope the story
is getting better.
Because
I know
people really like the story. Well, you know, some people can't stand it, so they don't watch it. But the people who do like it, love it. That's our show, guys. We'd love your feedback. Give us a call at 773-336-2686. Go to our website. Leave us a comment at scifipartyline.com. Send us a tweet at scifipartyline. Send us a message on facebook.com/scifipartyline. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed the show, and we will see you at the party next time. Bye-bye.
Later. See ya.
End of line.